I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 27th. Five Quincy city councilors so far have announced that they are running for re-election this year. Ward 1 councilor Dave McCarthy, Ward 2 councilor Richard Ash, Ward 3 councilor Ian Kane, Ward 4 councilor James Devine, and councilor at large Noel DeBona all say they are planning to run for another 2-year term this fall. Councilors Dan Minton, Bill Harris, Nina Liang, and Scott Campbell have not yet indicated if they'll be seeking re-election. In addition, school committee woman Tina Cahill is also seeking another 4-year term. Doug Guttrow has announced that he is not running for re-election to the school committee this year. And Emily Lebo has not yet announced if she'll be seeking re-election to the school committee. Tom Leung and Kai Lee will both be running for school committee. Nomination papers to run in this year's Quincy City election will be available beginning May 4th. Motorists can expect some disruptions along Furnace Brook Parkway and Newport Avenue in Quincy beginning today. Officials say there will be some lane closures along Furnace Brook Parkway from Armory Street to Newport Avenue from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. beginning today and running through May 25th, except on weekends. In addition, beginning this Monday, repaving of Newport Avenue will begin, heading north to Cedar Street. All this work is connected to the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project, where National Grid replaced an underground transmission line from North Quincy to the Field Street substation off the Southern Artery. The roadway rebuilding will be done in phases to lessen the impact on traffic. National Grid says the entire project has an estimated cost of $92 million. Bomb threats were called in to Shaw's supermarkets in the area yesterday, including the one at Cobb's Corner in Canton. Police asked the public to avoid that area while they investigated and later said that the scene was cleared. Other Shaw's locations around New England, including in New Hampshire, had bomb threats reported yesterday. More details about the nature of those threats were not immediately available. A former Stoughton Water Department employee pleading guilty in federal court yesterday to tampering with that town's drinking water supply in 2022. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 60-year-old Brockton resident Robert Bullock Sr. was working for Stoughton's Water Department when he went into a pumping station on the night of November 29, 2022 and turned off the pump that introduces chlorine into drinking water. As a result, the Fed said insufficiently disinfected water was introduced into the drinking water system that serves the town. Bullock was indicted by a grand jury last March. He pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of tampering with a water system and will be sentenced on June 25th. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the charge of tampering with a water system provides for a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. Well, after a cold winter and soaring rates fueled eye-popping natural gas heating bills in Massachusetts, all of the state's gas companies promised 10% cuts in March and April. However, National Grid customers said they can't find that discount on this month's bills because it's not where the company said it is. The March National Grid bills appear to have several issues. First, they said the company is reducing your delivery charges by 10% in March and April, but according to filings with the Department of Public Utilities, the 10% cut is actually supposed to be across the entire bill, not just on the delivery side. The bigger problem, however, is National Grid said customers can find the discount in the other charges adjustments line, but there's nothing there. On most bills, all customers find, if anything, is a 38-cent paperless credit bill. That's left a lot of customers wondering if they got the discount at all. National Grid says the discount is reflected in all bills sent in March, but it's actually found under distribution adjustment. That rate was about 66 cents on previous bills, but was lowered in March to incorporate the discount. In a statement, a National Grid spokesman said all eligible gas customers received the appropriate bill reduction in March, although the company will clarify how the discount is being delivered when customers receive their April bills. National Grid has sent emails and posted online about the discount, more clearly pointing to the distribution adjustment line. Another lecture series for the Quincy 400 celebration will be held tonight. Quincy public historian Bob Damon and Quincy Historical Society Director Emeritus Ed Fitzgerald will present A State of Rebellion, Part 1, Massachusetts, before April 19, 1775. The period marked a mostly unknown social, political, and bloodless revolution. The talk will be held tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. in the community meeting room of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. The program will explore the time period before the start of the Revolutionary War, called the Quiet Phase of the Revolution in Massachusetts and in Quincy. The lecture is free and open to the public. It's part of a series of talks that are taking place as Quincy marks its 400th year as a settlement this year, and the country prepares to mark the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolution next year. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow dropped 132, the NASDAQ lost 372, and the S&P fell 64. Shares also sagged in Asia after President Trump announced he'll slap 25% tariffs on imported cars. The dollar's down, the euro was up, oil at $69 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Suns in Phoenix, 132-102. They'll be in San Antonio against the Spurs Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Bruins lost to the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim last night, 6-2. They'll be in Detroit Saturday night at 8 against the Red Wings. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: partly cloudy and a high 53. Tonight, cloudy at a low 31. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 54. Showers on Saturday, the high of 42, and more rain on Sunday at the high 41. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide 10:18 this morning. Sunrise 6:34, sets at 7:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 27th.